He is the DA of Charleston Law. He is everywhere. It is the great attorney, David Ehler. DA, how are you?
I am doing well, trying to stay out of this almost October heat.
I know. It has been hot. We haven't seen fall yet. However, it looks like temperatures are cooling. And I think this week, and we are big sports fans, and we're coming off a big football weekend, Gamecocks with a win, Clemson with a scare, but we have the Major League Baseball playoffs this week, all week long, sometimes three games. I can watch them all from start to finish.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it.
Well, I was in D.C. this weekend for a Washington Nationals game. Had a great time on a one-day fun day. That's one of the first things I want to talk to you about. I know someone's going to steal that term from me. One day fun day. Is me just talking to you? Will that stand up in court? No one can rip me off?
We can show that you have previously used it. We can then go for trying to trademark it thereafter. And now, it didn't work out for LeBron James with Taco Tuesday, but I think one day fun day with the critic could work.
All right, very good. That's my first thing. Now, my second thing, I'm very excited about the Atlanta Braves, who I am predicting are going to go to the World Series in the National League. I'm thinking about going to the two games they play Thursday and Friday in Atlanta. However, the games might be sold out. I'm thinking of scalping a ticket. Now, what is the deal with scalping? As long as they don't go over the ticket price, is it legal or is it technically not legal?
It's technically not legal, but one thing we've never really seen is a person on the receiving end of the transaction have any issues. Meaning, if you're the one paying, let's just make up a number, $200 for an $85 ticket, that's your choice, and you're not overselling it. You're just paying more than the market value. And then also, it depends on what state it's in. Some of them have some sort of odd specific laws to how close you are to the arena or the stadium or whatever it may be. Because if you think about it, and you and I both use these sites, StubHub and all the other ones before, in reality, that's more often than not, you're paying more than what the face value is. That would be a legal version of scalping, right? And that one is taxed. But a lot of it has to do with gouging the prices. And then what does the government care about the most? The taxes, of course. And if you're selling them, you know, a hand-to-hand transaction with the critic, nobody's probably recording that as a sale, as opposed to, you know, when they, of course, you buy them online and that sort of thing, all the taxes are paid. So that's also part of it.
That is true. He knows all. He is the DA of Charleston Law. Make sure you visit them and get in touch with him, davidehler.com. Since 2007, 843-310-4900. Initial consultations are 100% free and confidential. Downtown on Broad Street and North Charleston on Leeds Avenue, David Ehler, AYLOR.com. This also brings me to a third thing, because I really don't want to drive to Atlanta, and this has been a pet peeve for so many years. How come we cannot get a cheap flight? It's a 40-minute flight here to Atlanta. I just went to D.C. round trip direct for $150. The Atlanta prices are like $500 round trip right now.
I don't understand how all that works, but what I do know, it has something to do with the demand. And I think you have so many people that it's the same with going to Charlotte. I mean,
yes,
there's so many people that commute there for work from the low country, whether it be weekly or monthly or whatever, it keeps the prices high, because you're exactly right. I know people that have gotten flights to somewhere else that went through Atlanta, and it was cheaper to get it and then just stay in Atlanta, which is where they wanted to be, as opposed to just getting a direct flight to Atlanta. But I'm the same way. It's really frustrating, because the drive to Atlanta is not very much fun.
No.
But the flight takes just 35, 45 minutes, as opposed to that 5-hour with traffic drive. But the prices are never under $300.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I don't know why we don't have a low-cost carrier. It would be so beneficial for people who from Atlanta who want to come here for the day and go to the beach.
Yeah, we're obviously adding a whole bunch more to the airport as of late, but you see a lot of the direct flights, and those are usually done by demand. You've got to think that there's a big demand between Atlanta and Charleston, as well as Charlotte and Charleston.
Yes, all right. We'll work on that. And if I don't go to Atlanta, let's watch some some baseball this week, and for the next 3 weeks through the playoffs, it's going to be very fun. Best time of the year.
Absolutely. I'll meet you at Park Circle. We'll figure out the day and the game.
Yes, come on. He is the DA of Charleston Law, David Ehler. DavidEhler.com, 843-310-4900. DA, have a great week, and we will hang out very, very soon.
Looking forward to it. Y'all have a good week.
David Ehler on the Sound of Charleston, 105.5 The Bridge.